I live in the community, just up the road, actually. I work in the centre where we are now as a domestic assistant. I'm here because of, obviously, the laundrette closed down. But fortunately for me, the people that run the community centre saw an opening. They offered it to me, and I'm just so very glad that they did. Before I started at the laundrette, I got very, very depressed. To cut a long story short, my daughter got me a dog, and she said, "You're gonna have to go out, Mum, you're gonna have to go." And it was the first day of walking him, I walked past the laundrette, saw the advertisement for a laundrette assistant, I went for it, and I was there for about 8 years. It was my saving grace. Without it, I don't know what I would have done. I remember my very first day we had, there was Susan there, we started the day together, and there was another girl, Soraya. Now, she'd been there quite a while, so she knew the ropes, and we also had a trainer. I won't lie, I was so nervous. We picked the busiest day, apparently, because we opened at 10 o'clock. By 10:15, there was no washing machines that were free. They were all being used. As you walked in, we had, to the right of us were the small machines. There was 8 of those. They were £3.20 for a wash. Then we had the 2 medium facing you. They were £4. They would take maybe a double quilt. My dog is called Bailey. I used to take him to Knutsford Vale, which is at the back of us, but he got very badly attacked by a pit bull that was actually with 2 men. They let it happen, they actually let it off the lead to attack him, so I never, ever, ever go there again. He loves Stockport Road. He'd rather go onto Stockport Road past the shops and the noise than he would in just a field where there's not really anything happening. When I'm cleaning, I always have my headphones in. I absolutely adore music. I can't be without music. I go to sleep listening to the radio, or if I'm in work, I've been told off a few times asking, "Please, can I just put 1 headphone in, because there is deliveries at the door and they've been trying to get my attention." That is when I first started and didn't realise. A lot of the music that I listened to was passed on to me from my brother. He passed away 2 years ago. He was the one that got me into music. When my mum passed away, I was only 12. My older brother lived with us, so he took me under his wing, and believe it or not, I was an avid train spotter by the time I was about 12 and a half. He used to have a motorbike, and every Saturday, we never knew where we'd end up, and every Saturday, it was a chance that I could get dirty and oily, and I loved it. If I was on Desert Island Discs, the disc I would take with me would be very old tune, Ave Maria. Maybe about age 5, I heard it for the first time. My mum was cleaning in the living room, she'd got the Hoover going, and the smell of the polish and the dusters. And I remember listening to the song and thinking, what an amazing voice that lady had. My niece She's just training at the moment, and I've been a guinea pig for her for about 3 years. We had quite a mess up during COVID when she tried a perm on myself. Seriously went disgustingly awful. We had to go on the internet for about 3 hours to find out how to get this perm out of my hair. In the end, it was lemon juice.